Blog Talk Radio.
What? No music? No musica? What happened? Bartender, champagne. I have a coupon. I know a little kid that loves that tune, and I know another kid who's and his favorite Billy Joel song is "I'm Moving Out." Okay, so welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. If you get my book, chapter one tells it all. Drugs suck. I made it the most important chapter in the book. And if you heard Carly, I always say Carly Simon, but if you heard Carly Fiorino the other night, she lost her son to drugs. She's not the only one. She's not the only one. It is the saddest curse that America has to live with. One out of five Americans has a drug problem. And they have it for a long, long time. Some of them have it until they die. And some of them die real soon. But anyway, that's not what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about Trump Cruz. That's the ticket. As it stands right now, that's the way I like it. Trump Cruz. Give Trump 4 years as president, and then give Cruz 4 to 8 years. Cruz will be ready to step into Trump's shoes, and then you'll have your country back. Mark Levin defends Trump, accusing the communists. That's my word. I do not believe in words like liberal, progressive, socialist. They're all communists. Communist playbook. Did you know Bernie Sanders spent his honeymoon in Russia during the Cold War? There's a lot of communist connections. Mark Levin read off a whole bunch of them tonight. And they're seated in throughout the White House. They're seated throughout the government. And you heard today that Obama, who every day flips the bird to America, every day, he's like a spoiled brat that wants to agitate his mommy and daddy. Every day, he flips America the bird. He's appointed an open homosexual. Is that what they say? An open homosexual? To become Secretary of the Army. How demoralizing to the troops. And what is an open homosexual? You mean they practice sexuality openly? Where they do it on stage? Oh my God, man, we're in trouble. But Obama, it's not the question of homosexuality. It's why he did it. And he didn't do it to help gays. He did it to flip the bird at America. And it's really sad. And then you got another jerk in charge of the Navy. Let's face it, his czars worked perfectly. As soon as he came into office, he got rid of the best people. Petraeus, he got rid of McChrystal, he got rid of all the best people that can protect this country because he doesn't believe this country deserves protection. He believes the Iranians can protect us. They can put a nuclear umbrella over our heads. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. This guy, 16, you think you got 16 months left in this country? You gotta be kidding. You don't have 16 months left in this country. We're all dead men walking. We're all gonna be nuclear bacon. You don't believe that. Never can happen. Happens all the time. Ooh, I got a problem here. I'm getting a beep from a computer that says it's low on power. But anyway, a voter accused Obama of being a Muslim, and the communist media blamed Trump for another man's words. They said he should have defended Obama, the butcher of Benghazi. Obama, who said the most beautiful words he ever heard was the prayer of the muezzin in the evening, shouting death to America, or something like that. Hillary, who was the first to call Obama a Muslim, now attacks El Trumpo for not defending Obama. Hillary takes an afternoon call to destroy Trump, but never took a 3 a.m. call from Benghazi to help us call. Hey, Hillary, who was the last person to hang up on the call from Benghazi? I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to give you a beautiful Latino tune. All the Latinos are voting for El Trumpo. I have a jib jab of El Trumpo in a Mexican fiesta, a costume, a dancing with his wife, doing the Mexican hat dance. And on the hat it says, "Make America Great Again." So I'm going to give you a tune called Sofrito. It's very beautiful. It's almost like a concert tune. And from that, I will be back and we will talk of politics. I'm looking for, here it is, Sofrito. I got to go make a bet. Hang in there. Here it comes. All the Latinos who are voting for Trump, El Trumpo. Viva El Trompo. Viva Cristo Rey.
Panama.
it over? I think it just went off. I'm back. I didn't finish the bed yet. Okay, hang in there. And I'm going to give you, I got to give you another, at least 4 minutes. 4 minutes of, can I make it in three? Let's see. Oh, here's Carmen McRae, Speak Low. And that's with Cal Jaderon Vibes. This is pretty nice. You'll like this. And then I'll come back. We'll talk politics. Okay, we're back. I'll read you some headlines, then maybe we'll pick something out to talk about. Congressman tells the Secretary of Navy, who told the Marine Corps they have to be less the chauvinistic. So you can see what Obama has done. He has destroyed the top echelon in the Pentagon, and his goal is to cripple the United States financially, spiritually, and militarily. That's his goal. That's his only goal. And he's got 16 months to accomplish the mission. And it's really sad. And the more it becomes obvious, the more people are going to get stirred. So what's another one here? Trump backs the Second Amendment. That's good. We like that. And Trump did good on the poll results, according to Drudge. So that's good. And I know how Trump can pick up 15 points tomorrow. All he has to do is make a press release that he's building a hospital for GIs. And it's going to be out of the VA system. And it's going to be under the Trump system. And everybody's going to get taken care of pronto, tanto. And that will be good. The kid Ahmed Mohammed that brought the clock to school, that's a stunt. Usually, see, the Muslims are taking a lot of their cues from the Communist Party because those are all Communist Party tactics. Jimmy from Brooklyn thinks that Islam has been infiltrated by the Muslims. That could very well be. He also thinks the Catholic Church has been infiltrated by the Muslims. That could very well be. Who knows? Only God knows. Eventually, the truth comes out. And we got a visit from the Pope. So let's see what the Pope has to say. Everybody will be on tinderhooks. And I heard Morgan Freeman quoting the Pope. And it turned my and it was on global warming. And it turned my stomach again. Yeah, Morgan Freeman is quoting the Bible. Yeah, but not for the sake of Jesus Christ. It's for the sake of Morgan Freeman. Sorry, I liked him as an actor, but you know what? There's certain lines you don't cross. If you're a business, you don't go political. You know what I'm talking about? Starbucks, Target, Macy's. If you're a business, you don't go political. Because you're guaranteed to lose a portion of your customers, even if they're minority. You can't afford to lose anybody. Trump Cruz, that's the ticket. Ahmed brought a clock to school. When was the last time you brought a clock to school? What was that for? Shop? Was that for show and tell? This is a clock that goes tick tock, tick tock. It looks like a bomb, but it's really only a clock. Fooled you. Yeah, that's a stunt. That's the same kind of stunt that four Muslims got on a plane, got up front, started changing seats, started talking in Arabic, and got everybody upset after 9-1-1. And then they said their rights were violated. They created a stunt. They created a stunt. Beware of the communist media complex. Post-debate poll. Want to hear what the results of that are? President Trump will make America great again and put God back in America. Well, he says he's a Presbyterian. I can live with that. I can live with that. Let's see what else we got here. Ryan McCarthy. Call for an end to oust Boehner. They don't want no part of it. And you know what we should do? We should oust Boehner, Ryan, and McCarthy. That's what you got to do. Ahmed Mohammed was a stunt. That thing, look at that, what he brought to school, it looks like a bomb. Donald Trump. Everything is Trump. Yeah. Yeah, and the guy's commenting, those guys are upset because he's a threat to them. Don't want to mess with the machine of corruption. The only way you can do it is get rid of them all. Get a new broom. I used to have a picture of a broom, and on the end of the handle was a Don't Tread on Me flag. And then next to that, I had a giant shredder the size of an 8-yard container. And that was for Obamacare. Yeah. Unbelievable. Congressman, though, we already talked about the Secretary of the Navy. We're being sissified deliberately, folks. We're being sissified deliberately. And now the Muslims, they want an end to Oktoberfest. Do you know that Oktoberfest has been in Germany since Germany began, since the first Teutonic Knights drank beer? And here's what the comment is, and it's really sad, and I don't think this is going to be. There was a guy that gave a speech one day, and the next day the whole country was doing the goose step. The Germans have been had. Germany is dead. They've been had by the commies, the Zionists, and now the Muslims, head of white Europe. Poor Zionists, they get it bad, don't they? Yeah. Let's see what else we got. They try to set up Trump today when a guy said that he don't trust Muslims. Hey, he's not the only guy in America that doesn't trust Muslims. I remember 9/11 as young girls were sailing off the top of the World Trade Center so that their parents could identify their bodies. They were running an ad in New York City, I'm an American, and they showed all Muslims in police uniforms and mailman's uniforms, I'm an American, because they were afraid that America was going to go Muslim hunting like the Kuwaitis did to the Palestinians after the liberation of Kuwait. You don't know about that story, do you? No, it's not all one big happy family. The Kuwaitis felt that the Palestinians betrayed them because they knew Saddam was coming. And days before Saddam invaded, the Palestinians transferred all their money out of Kuwait, which should have told Kuwaitis something, but they didn't. They couldn't believe. I was there, and the guy says, I can't believe a Muslim brother would attack another Muslim. Oh, boy, did he get a wake-up call. As they carried his wife and daughter to the Kuwait zoo to be raped. Yeah. Oh, that happened. You didn't see that in the press, did you? No. You didn't see that in the press because you don't have the stomach for it. Yeah. It is sad, man. Totally sad. All the women in Kuwait were sent to the Kuwait zoo. Remember they showed you pictures of them the animals in the zoo, the Iraqi soldiers, but they didn't show you the Iraqi soldiers raping the women and children and daughters of Kuwait as they poured in. It was a benefit, one of the on-the-job benefits. Where were we here? House passes bill protecting alive babies. But you can cut up the dead ones. This is great, man. We don't need these people in office. Yeah, I'm watching Lindsey Graham. I call him Lindsey Graham Cracker, the pride of South Carolina. What happened to your pride, South Carolina? This guy's no Francis Marion, the Swamp Fox. This is no Mel Gibson. This guy. He stood up there and says, when I'm president, I'm going to do this. And when I'm president, I'm going to do this. And when I'm president, I'm going to do that and this. Hey, Lindsey, you're a senator. What have you done? Oh, I can't do anything now. My hands are tied. Yeah, okay. Pass on the presidency, Lindsey. Hillary Clinton defends a Planned Parenthood funding. If the House votes to defund it. Yeah. How desperate is she for votes? Yeah. Chelsea, you should change your name to Lucky. Anyway, what else are we going to say here? It is sad what they're doing to the babies in these chop shops. I mean, how many kids do you have to kill to get a Lamborghini? Oh, that was just a figure of speech. She really wanted a Porsche. Give me a break. We're going to go back to the studio, and we're going to find a little speak up mambo so I can finish making the bed. Come on. This is not funny. That's two speak up mambos, and they're not playing. Okay, just for that, you're going to get punished. You're going to get the Star Spangled Banner. Or as some liberals, communists call it, the baseball song. We're back, and let's see what else is going on. He said, you heard about The View making fun of nurses, right? They mocked a nurse. Did you ever hear my theory about nurses? They're living saints. You should have heard my show the other night and paid a nice tribute to them. Without nurses, we'd all be dead. It ain't the doctor that saves you. It's that little sweet little nurse that makes your day. And they're dedicated. They work all their lives. There's no 20 years out in nursing. It's work until you die. And they're underpaid and overworked. And you couldn't do in a week what they do in a day. But who cares, right? As long as I got my face, my pod, I'm living. Okay. Let's see what I got in the draft file. Congress mice. There was a vote today. to save the kids from being cut into little pieces. And mostly Republicans and some Democrats voted not to cut the kids up anymore, not to fund it. If you want to hack them, you got to do it with your dime. You can't do it with the taxpayers' money. I don't want to send this money to Washington and have some bureaucrat turn around and say, here's 10% of Tom's money. Go ahead and kill those kids. No, I don't want to be part of that. To me, a Democrat chop shop is a mini Birkenau Auschwitz. That's what it is. It's a baby-killing factory. These people voted to sell baby parts for money. Fresh off the abortion farms, they harvest limbs, eyes, kidneys, hearts, livers, and brains. And they keep little boys and girls alive just long enough to get a fresh cut to sell. If you think this practice is worth your tax money, why not let your children see one day, one work day at the Democrat chop shops? It is criminal, it is murder for money, and every American taxpayer is a sponsor of child murder parts. Replace these politicians. I got a list of all who voted to kill kids for money, and save the kids in the country. And they're the same ones. They're the flag burners, the baby killers. And I'm going to search for Irish names because there's a certain curse on Irishmen who betrays a child. Brendan Boyle. Brown could be an Irish name out of Florida. It could also be African American. But Brendan Boyle is no mistake. Connolly. Connolly, he's below Cohen and above Conyers. Conyers is a communist. Cummings is there. Can you imagine that? Cummings, the big mouth, the interferon that the party of death sends to Gowdy. Cummings, who lives in Ferguson. Doesn't he? Doesn't he live in Ferguson? He come out in the street that night? Yeah. And I got to tell you, I'm looking at names. They're the same ones that vote to burn the flag, and they vote to kill kids anyway. They vote for partial birth abortion. But I'm looking for Irish names. Forster, I'm not sure about. Because I got a special curse for the Irish who do this. The ones who betray their families, to betray their heritage. Kennedy, we already know. Kirkpatrick. She's not Irish, but she stole an Irish name. Carolyn Maloney. Lynch. Lynch is an Irish name. Sean Maloney. McDermott. McGovern. McNerney. There's too many Irish in the party of death. Murphy. Could also be African American. Nolan could be Irish. O'Rourke. Yeah. These are not the Bolfanian men. They're causing the Bolfanian men to spin in their graves. Thompson, I'm not sure about. I can tell you about Thompson. Oh, that's Thompson from Mississippi. There's Thompson that went to Iraq. I think he's from California. I'll give you the names of those who didn't have the guts to cast a vote. It was eight of them. Dingell, Fincher, Loretta Sanchez, Smith from Washington. Here's Thompson from California. He's the one that went to Iraq. He went with a guy, another Democrat, baby killer, named Banya. And another one named McDermott. The three of them went to Iraq, and just before Bush went to Iraq, and they tried to get the last bucks out of Saddam Hussein, and wouldn't see them. Wagner, Maxine Waters, Planned Slaughterhood kills 1,100 black babies a day, and Maxine Waters couldn't vote. and Westmoreland. What a disgrace to the name Westmoreland. The ones who don't vote are the bigger cowards. Okay, I think there was 186 of these Democrats, mostly Democrats, that voted to keep on killing kids for cash. And I'm going to give you a tune. When I come back, I'm going to put the Irish mojo on all the Irishmen who voted to hurt children. So hang in there. We'll find a tune. We will find a tune. What can we give you? We'll give you Tara's Harp. That's an Irish tune. 2 minutes. Oh, we got a problem. No, there it goes. You got to know the plight of the Irish, and you want to, and you'll know why life is so precious to the Irish. They were starved out by the British. They had a potato famine, and the British let them starve, and drove them off their lands, and exiled them, forced them into exile to survive. They weren't even allowed to crawl down. Ireland is surrounded by water. They weren't even allowed to crawl down to the sea to try and catch a fish. Mass in roadside ditches, if they were caught, that they would be killed. They were not allowed to speak the native tongue. If they did, they would be hung. And there's a song called The Wearing of the Green. They could hang you for wearing the green, because it was the symbol of Ireland. So that's what forced the Irish to this great country. And they had many kids. And as poor as church mice, they made sure that they raised their children to have a better life than they had. And they weren't out there killing them. And they definitely weren't cutting them up inside their body parts. So if you're Irish and you're in the party of death, I'm putting an Irish mojo on you tonight. And may you finally end up in boiler number 3 with Ted Kennedy. So here's the Irish mojo on all who hurt children. May his spade never dig. May his sow never pig. May each hair in his wig be well trashed with the flail. May his door never latch. May his roof have no thatch. May his turkeys not hatch. May the rat eat his meal. May every old fairy from Cork to Dunleary dip him snug and airy in river or lake, that the eel and the trout may dine on the snout of the monster that murders American kids. May his pig never grunt, may his cat never hunt, may a ghost ever haunt him the dead of the night. May his hens never lay, may his horse never neigh, may his coat fly away like an old paper kite. The flies and the fleas, may the wretch ever tease, may the fierce March breeze make him shiver and shake. May a lump of the stick raise the bumps fast and quick on the monster that murders for money American kids. So, having said that, that's from Nell Flaherty's. It's really a story about a guy that stole a drake to grace his white cabbage. So having said that, we'll go back to a tune, and then we'll look for some more news. Let's see what we can get here. We did TAPS already. We did the SSB. We'll do... let me try this. I tried to do this for the opening number. It didn't work. Maybe I didn't give it enough time. I don't think so. It's not working. Okay, I'll give you the catch-up song. Oh, it's not letting us do the catch-up song. You want to do the gypsy?
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the Gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. If you only believe the gypsy. She can tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked at my hand and told me my lover was always true, and yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing you. My lover is true and will come back to me someday.
Looks like Fox is in a shambles. And it looks like, what's her name? Megyn Kelly. She pulled a Pearl Harbor on the whole crew. I don't know what the whole story is because it's coming in bits and pieces, and you can never believe the first report foot. But it looks like she's bailing out on Fox. They ought to bring Sean Hannity back into her slot and try and keep it a little patriotic and not be so obvious. So I said to myself, O'Reilly, wake up and smell the shamrocks. Your harpooning of Moby Trump is very obvious. What happened to one fair and partial? We distort and you deride? It is time you learned to sing the Trump song. Do you know the words to the Trump song? Only Trump can make this world seem right. Only Trump can make the darkness bright. Only Trump and Trump alone can save our country by today and fill our hearts with love for the USA. Only Trump can make this change in us. The commos and rhinos have caused this ugly fuss. He will hold their hand, make them understand the damage that they do. Create oil to pump and coal to lump. He's our one and only Trump. And that's from the Spirit of America Party. And I also have one out there. If you want to see the Spirit of America Party, go to TuneIn Radio and just Google the Spirit of America Party radio show. Well, Spirit of America Party should be enough. And you'll get previous shows. There's one that's entitled 42 Democrats to Nuke the USA. And having said that, we'll go back to a tune. And did you like that bartender's champagne? I have a coupon.
Ketchup song.
Trump keeps rising in the polls because, I tell you, to trust these other politicians, when we put 11 candidates up by the Tea Party, and they turned out to be rhinos. That was it for me. I don't want professional politicians. I want a man of the people. I want somebody that's going to ask questions on where are you going with that money and what do you do here? And I'll take my chances with Trump. And he might be crude, he might be rude, but he's American. And I can live with that. What I can't live with is a guy that betrays his God, his country, his flag. I can't live with a guy like that. And, you know, Obama has ceded his entire the government with communists. And it's going to be very hard to get rid of them all. It's going to take a guy with two big Liberty Bells to do that. I'm going to try this in the night they drove old Dixie down again. I'd like to hear it. Let's see if we can get it going. No, won't do it. Okay. All right, so we got a few minutes left. What else can I tell you? I like Cruz. And it's a good move for Cruz to stick close to Trump. Because you never can tell what's going to happen. So I'm going to give you... I've been at we've got a Secretary of the Army that's openly gay. I'd like to dedicate this tune to him.
Wop bop ba loom bop 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 to the boot, oh rude, 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 to the boot, oh rude. Wop bop ba loom bop 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 bop, I got a girl named Sue. She knows up what to do. I got a girl named Sue. She knows up what to do. She rock to the east, she rock to the west, but she's a gal that I love best. To the booty, oh Rudy. To the booty, oh Rudy. Woo! To the booty, oh Rudy. To the booty, oh Rudy. To the booty, oh Rudy. Wop bop a loom bop a lump bump bum. I got a gal named David. She almost drives me crazy. Got a gal named David. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me. Yes, indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. To the booty, oh Rudy. To the booty, oh Rudy. Woo! To the booty, oh Rudy. To the booty. Bum, got a gal named David. She almost drives me crazy. Got a gal named David. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. To the booty, oh Rudy. To the booty, oh Rudy. Woo! To the booty, oh Rudy. To the booty, oh Rudy. To the booty, oh Rudy.
Next show, we're going to dedicate it entirely to nurses, those angels of mercy. God bless you and give you a happy life.